agenda is LU16-129367DZ, the 2211 Southwest 4th Avenue Apartments. And Tim Herron is here to give us the latest. Tim?
Great. Thank you. Good afternoon. So I'm just going to walk through materials you received and materials you don't have, which is what you want to make this smoother. So let me explain. So last Friday, via Messenger, you kind of received a short, basically a cover memo, which I'll read out loud and go through real quickly. And you also see kind of an abridged 11x17 package that went through the majority changes of this project. And at that time, Steph felt like we were just about there in order to write a report. And frankly, looking at the schedule ahead and fully booked hearings, I worked closely with the applicant to kind of squeeze a few more details out of them, if you will. Before the final report was written, which was forwarded to you electronically some point on Tuesday, you have a hard copy of that here. The changed text is underlined. I'm happy to go through that in more detail, but essentially the additional text is added in the appropriate locations within the findings to make a full nexus to those findings, ultimately for a full condition of approval, or staff report of full approval, which is what we're here for today. And then what I have in front of me now is two hard copies of the full and complete 11x17 package, which is essentially the abridged version that you received the hard copy of, feathered in the appropriate location. So this is essentially the final record, if you will. There are also additional details, as I mentioned, that I requested from the applicant that you will see in their PowerPoint presentation today that are in this package if you want to look through or flip through this. It's pretty meaty, but I have another copy, so let me know if you want them. So briefly, I do not have a PowerPoint presentation, but I'm going to go through the memo really quick just to read it out loud, and then I'll turn it over to you all for any questions and then to the applicant for their presentation. So as mentioned, you received a short version of the design review package. That's a format that we're moving forward on for return cases to save trees and your brain power. There were four majority issues leaving the last hearing, which was back in June on the 16th. Those four issues were massing and the I-405 frontage. The second issue was building skins, contextual response and coherency. The third issue is ground floor activation. And the fourth issue is permanence and quality materials. So to go through those quickly, staff is recommending full approval. We feel that all the issues were successfully addressed. On issue number one and two, which are really related, the concerns were regarding metal corners, the tall concrete foundation facing the 405, and in part acoustics. Also related to that, to metal panel area, was that it was a corrugated metal panel system on the majority of the building facades. So in response, the applicant has increased the amount of brick material and a window patterning has wrapped them around both corners of the building, the northwest and southeast corners of the triangle. These corners have also been activated and a little better detailed relative to covered outdoor balcony area on both those corners. The south facade's concrete base has been reduced to allow yet another version of a creative bike ramp up to the second floor of the podium level of the building. The drawings show it a lot better than I can describe it. The board form concrete is proposed throughout the whole building base, vis-a-vis the I-405 frontage, as well as the storefronts. And an additional level of two-story loft units has been added to the building design, which has increased the building height about 5 feet. Issue three, related to ground floor activation, the concerns staff raised were shallow ground level spaces, the corner stair tower, a narrow main lobby, and narrow bike lobby. As I just mentioned, a new bike parking access and ramp, I see a typo in my memo, from the northwest corner of the building to the second floor bike park, or excuse me, from the southwest corner of the building has been replaced. So that bike lobby that was a concern of staff is a little cramped going into the elevator, which was nice, but given the volume of bikes, that has actually been replaced with ground floor active space, about 700 square feet of commercial. And the bike parking access ramp now has access to the second floor is now from the northwest corner of the building. I hope that makes sense, but a picture says 1,000 words. And then issue 4 had to do with the permanence and quality of materials. At that last hearing, material samples and specs were brought. Staff did not have an opportunity to look at those prior to the last hearing. The applicants assembled those materials now for you today. Again, in a little bit more cohesive manner to look at the different brick samples and metal panels and windows and gauge for the balconies. So those are here. I see them here. And then the additional drawings and details necessary that were missing from the last package have now been added to the package, including specific specs on metal gauge, on the brick detailing, and then also on the board form concrete pattern. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, any questions for Tim?
I've got one. Tim, so at the last hearing, there was a lot of conversation about the elevation that faces the I-405 freeway and the neighborhoods on the other side of that freeway and the lower floors of this building where the parking is and, you know, the amount of concrete and the kind of lack of detail along that elevation. Mm-hmm. So with the board formed concrete, you are content with the current solution?
I think it's twofold. I think it's one with the board form concrete, but also having to do with the bike ramp, which actually carves down a chunk of the massing on that corner. And I thought also what did it in discussions internally with staff, which really kind of sold it for me, perhaps slightly biased as a user, but maybe that makes me an expert. The bike ramp will be used probably more than any bike lobby or elevator access. Though while that meets the code, the ease of using a ramp, I'm told that it's at 120, so it's a ADA slope. It's a nice slope. I suspect the new front door for the bike room isn't going to be at Grant Street. It's probably going to be on the second floor of the deck because you will be able to transition your bike on your wheels. So part with that is not just the usability, but the visibility and that activation of that south facade. So I think combined with confirming the texture of that concrete foundation as it faces 405, but also with the reduction of the ramp, but the likely fact that that ramp will actually be pretty actively engaging, interesting, makes that facade less of a boring wall, for lack of a better term.
And do you know the slope of the ramp, did you say?
Applicant told me they believe it's right at 120.
1 and 20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? Nope. Okay. If you want to come up and make your presentation, that'd be great.
Okay, thank you. It's good to be here again. Thank you, Tim, for the introduction. We're going to walk through fairly quickly, highlighting mostly the changes. You guys have all seen this before. There have been significant changes. Worked a lot with Tim over the last month to get to this point, and are very proud of what we have to show you today. You guys are all familiar with the site. I left this slide in here in case there were any questions, but we can go ahead and skip past that. This basically just brings us to where we are today. Again, just the number of meetings that we've had, the iterations of the design, and ultimately where we've ended up. Specifically, the remaining issues Tim's already been over, and these are what we're going to be talking about today. These were our notes in addition to Tim's notes about what we heard at the last commission meeting, and we may reference back into these. I'll try to reference them as we go through the slides themselves. But again, Tim provided a great summary of our responses to the concerns raised. Starting with the lowest floor and also those corners all on this slide, the concerns raised last time were essentially that we hadn't taken full advantage of this site. These dynamic corners were not utilized in a fashion that was felt to be fully utilized. And so we took another approach entirely to how the building circulation works, vertical circulation works, and specifically in how we can get those units moved out to the corner spaces. This is the second floor, and you can see on the south side the addition of the corner space. On the north side, the corner units start on the third floor, actually. But this shows how we've addressed the lack of activity at that north corner. So on the left-hand side, you can see the old image and then the new image right down below it. What we've done is we've shifted the stairway instead of coming down mid-block. That stairway from the residential areas now comes down basically to the point of the site and creates an entry lobby right at that corner. In addition, Tim mentioned this sort of long gradual bike ramp. There was a lot of study that was done after sort of some lukewarm response to the bike room entrance that we had last time. We had an open stairway that was concerning to the commission regarding just how careful we were being with detailing, and then there was a lot going on at that south corner. So on the right-hand side, you can see the new elevation there where we've eliminated that bike parking, the bike stair, the bike elevator, the two-story lobby. Simplified it greatly, brought the units down one more level, and then turned that lowest floor into a commercial space, which you'll see on the ground floor on the next slide. By relocating the bike access to the higher portion of the site, we were able to make a ramp work all the way basically up the south side of the building, and we lowered that bike plaza and the bike storage area enough to make the gradual ramp work. And provide a 6-foot wide ramp access all the way up. And then you can also access that bike room from inside, so a resident could potentially bike right into the bike room, stow their bike, exit the bike room onto the elevator directly outside. So the circulation works much, much better, and it provides that activity along the south side that Tim was talking about. In addition, we've gone ahead and eliminated the prominent metal wrapped corners, and we've allowed those to be masonry wrapped as discussed at the last commission meeting as a potential solution. And then we've sharpened those corners a little bit. We'd blunted them off before, and again, just to increase the dynamic nature and to fully express the site, we've brought the geometry through in a little bit more of a pure form. Couple more images for you of that south side, which again was much of the dialogue last time. The previous image you can see on the left-hand side, lower image. The other images right above that, for example, you can see the bike ramp. So it would be a wide, detailed bike ramp coming down the backside of that building, and I completely agree with Tim in that I see this being active, visible from the freeway and beyond. And providing a much more usable element on the south side of the building than simply the sort of the blunt foundation wall that we'd shown before. This brought it down significantly. And then you can also see the retreatment of the south facade where we've brought the windows around in the masonry, both sides, wrapped the corners, and brought masonry further back on the building. And then to preserve the mix of materials and then to also preserve our budget, we have folded the metal panel, the heavier gauge metal panel that had been presented, into that sort of inset and regulated the window pattern differently than within the masonry to create some interest, again, to preserve the budget. This is an area where it's not going to be quite as expensive as a masonry, but in a very deliberate way to provide that additional material. So now that cap, the metal cap around the building, actually folds down, wraps around the masonry, and is more contained in one spot on the building. Again, if you look on the left image down below, you see the old design where we had a mixture of materials that was not quite as cohesive, and I think this is much more successful. You'll notice also that we've been playing with brick color. So when we started to redo the renderings, we have moved away as a proposal from sort of the beige or browner brick to more of a pure white brick. And that was to complement the white vinyl windows, which we were working with to start with. And it seemed to freshen the overall design and provide kind of a I guess what I would say is a less massive approach on that site. We brought a sample of the revised brick color here today, as well as the older bricks that we were proposing. Ground floor stayed mostly intact with the exception of that south space that we talked about before. And you can see the purple space to the right, lower right corner is the additional active space, so 700 square foot retail space. And that's the first thing you encounter as you come across the bridge on 4th. And then on the other corner, we revised the layout to include that bike, or that, I'm sorry, that pedestrian entrance and stairway, as well as the bike ramp that we discussed just a few minutes ago. A couple more images at the street level to give you an idea of the level of vibrancy. Again, this was one of the comments to continue to seek ways to make the pedestrian experience more vibrant. We were able to fully accommodate all of the required glazing at the lowest level, so we're not seeking that modification. But you can see as you walk around the building, these are all in your packet as well, sort of what the character of the pedestrian experience is like walking around the building. The far left corner image is the revised image as you encounter the site coming across 4th. So that's the first thing encountered, which is now an active commercial space. This is simply a diagram showing how we've met the glazing standards. We won't go through the numbers, but that those numbers have been met, so we're no longer seeking a modification. And lastly, materials. You had seen these before. Two additions for you. One is the lighter brick color, and the second one is the an accent color, actually, at the corners. It would be inset. I'm not sure you can make it out. It's a difficult thing to see because it's mostly in shade, but basically at the corners of the building, the north and south, northwest and southeast corners, within those points of the triangle, we've got a small bit of facade there, and we've added an accent color. We'll go back through the images here in just a second, and we can point that out. Where that happens, and that's basically just to add some sparkle, some interest, some identity to the building on those far corners, again, to highlight that acute angle on the geometry there. That happens inside of the covered balconies, and so it's really kind of a glimpse of a vibrant color in there. It's not, you know, front and center in your face, but it was something just, again, to provide some sparkle.
And what material is that?
That'd be the metal corrugated as well. It's just an alternate color. Large scale, stepping back a little bit, looking just the two-dimensional elevations, I think these images really show how far the design has come in a short period of time, working with staff to get it in a more cohesive arrangement. It definitely feels like one building, one hand all the way around the building. The proportions, I think, are working better now with the added floor of lofts, so it's a little bit higher. It's increased its gateway presence at the corners. Especially from 4th, and I think all in all, a more successful arrangement. And that's all I have for you. We do have, of course, the packet if you have any questions. Appreciate your
Thank you.
Feedback.
Appreciate that. Very efficient presentation.
Hope like that's that. Okay.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Questions?
So I've got one. Can you talk a little bit about the landscape planter that is adjacent to the bike parking on the second floor? Because I think that's still in the program, right?
That is, yeah. Let me go back. Oops, I'm going the wrong way. There we go. Yeah, so the best place to see this, we do have a landscape plan in the packet, but right here you can see that small, it's actually a fairly small landscape planter. That planter serves as a rainwater filtration garden, and so we will have some water. We have a green roof on this building, but the remaining water will be coming down through that planter and exiting into the storm system. So that'll be a variety of rushes and the plants that you typically see in that type of a planter. So this will not be large shrubbery at all, but it's more subtle, I guess.
Is that it right there?
That's it right there, yeah. You have better technology.
And what is in it? Are there trees in it?
No, it would be, rainwater, so it would be rushes and some small shrubbery.
So while we're there, I was just curious about the quality of that whole courtyard and the bike spaces in there.
This whole thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those units and just the quality. You're rendering, I think, on page 22. R22. That lower right one kind of has a indication of sort of my impression of it at this point is sort of a concrete, harsh environment that isn't very welcoming and is front and center as a foreground to that south elevation. So did you investigate ways to maybe make it more than it is presently?
Yeah, we spent some time on that. The reality of that space is that it's actually not all that big. And so when you work out the function of providing the 18 bike parking spaces that we've got in the center there, with the rainwater garden, there was a very small section remaining there. And we'd be open to any suggestions as far as how to deal with it, but we did not spend a lot of time. We didn't make it a big design element. I don't think it's, it's not very big. We're assuming it's going to be a concrete surface. We did change we changed the glazing or the facade treatment at the bike room itself to a cow wall, multi-wall translucent panel. With the idea that really is the destination of this ramp, that the place to be on this plaza is the bike storage area. It's facing 405, and we'd previously talked with city staff and others about, what kind of environment would be created here. Is this going to be a plaza where you hang out? And the chances of that happening all facing south are pretty nil, given that it's right next to the freeway. So I'm viewing it more as a functional plaza right now. But again, would be open to suggestions if you've got.
What's the flexibility for relocating the bikes in that courtyard?
Well, the 18 spaces.
It's paved area.
Yeah, we spent some time trying to make that work. We can't quite get them in the bike parking area as it is. We're very close, but we have 144 bike parking spaces. Again, for 108 rooms, the standard is 1.5 spaces per dwelling unit, as you know. These spaces or these dwelling units are very small. They're all for one person. So if we would have done 2-bedroom or 3-bedroom, we would have still only had 1.5 bikes per dwelling unit. So I think the reality is that 144 bikes is going to be more than enough for this building. But to meet the standard, we did have to have the extra 18 spaces, and we couldn't fit them in the bike room without losing a unit. As you can see, we're kind of maxed out on our space right there. So that's why they ended up in that.
I know why they ended up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just, in terms of having a couple of larger units, particularly at the wing corners there,
mm-hmm.
You can have those in units. But as a policy, you don't want them in units or what?
Yeah, it was suggested.
That was reduced by what you've got 10 of those, or so, or 9 of them.
Yeah.
So that would take care of half.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was suggested that we'd keep the bikes. Originally, we'd had the bikes in the units, and it was suggested, given the width of the corridors, we have 4-foot corridors right now. So as you start to put bikes in units, we need to make everything just a little bit bigger, the lobby space, the elevator. So we've decided to keep all the bikes out of the units. The reality is, honestly, that some people will keep bikes in units. We know that. That just happens. But that would be, one suggestion is to have a bike space in those units. They are a little bit bigger, which would take care of half.
Right.
Right. We'd still have a difficulty getting the other 9 bikes in the building somewhere.
Right. Okay. Don, you have any questions?
Yeah. Could you go, is this all cow wall then around this whole element?
It is. Yeah. Around the two corners. And probably the best view to see it is.
And it's all translucent? There's no transparent?
It's not drawn that way.
Right. It's all translucent was the plan. Yeah.
But it looks pretty dull here. Is there a chance you could go to transparent in the upper portion, for example?
Yeah.
Keep it
transparent. Yeah. We could look at how to make it more transparent. I was going to see if I had the image. It must be in the main packet. Yeah, absolutely. So thinking that there would be an opportunity to be able to see out of this space, is that what you're thinking, or just mostly on the outside?
It'll let the sun in the winter. That low angle.
Yeah, I mean the cowl wall was really planned to allow that sun to come through without actually seeing the sun. You know, the light to come through.
Well, a little that light, but
yeah.
Still, it might help it.
Yeah, that's absolutely something that could be worked in there. Is some translucent portions.
Should we go back
cowl
to that prior slide, quick?
Sure.
So it is on both elevations of that.
It is.
Because
it
the drawing the isn't really clear.
Yeah, I apologize for that. But
it does in the rendering, but not on the plan. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, is there any reason the brick couldn't go all the way down to the ground plane here, since that's kind of your main point of entry into the site and coming in from the south?
No, that brick could. We could actually we could pull that foundation back just a little bit and let the brick come down in front.
You can just run the brick on the face of the concrete anyway.
Right. It's kind of similar to the way it's done on the other side. We've got brick coming all the way down on the ramp side.
That would help that corner again, which is kind of the important corner on this thing.
I agree.
And then this texture, is this simulating board formed or is this a pattern?
It is. It is.
It's all poured in place concrete.
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah.
Can you go back to the image that shows the two acute ends of the building?
I can.
You were on a few, right there. That's a good one. So I'm curious about that corner treatment at each corner. I mean, after looking through the whole packet, I thought, wow, great job of just huge leaps forward on the whole building, right? And I think you addressed comments we had about activating these corners. But then you slam this giant column onto the corners, which doesn't look structural. Doesn't look like it's carrying a load to the ground, except maybe right here.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't that just be some little pole or even a cantilevered balcony at the corners to open that up?
It's funny.
We
had that option presented at one point, and it felt like that the corner wasn't quite complete, the material didn't quite wrap the corner. It felt more like it stopped short of the corner, and there was a suggestion made that we try to go ahead and carry it all the way around. It truly could lighten up a little bit without a problem.
I think that for me personally, it's the only thing on the whole building that really detracted from all the advancements you made. I thought, well, that thing, I didn't understand it at all.
I agree with Jeff. I think that's a little bit heavy, but without seeing the alternative, can't really be sure what the right answer is.
Yeah. I don't know if I still have I don't have the alternative with me, but we did study an alternative on there.
I mean, I could see the masonry just wrapping around the deck on the at each level horizontally, wrapping, and then just leaving it open above the railing. On each condition. I mean, anybody else got a thought on that?
I don't know about the brick, but it's kind of an odd to have the brick. It could work.
Wasn't that all brick?
Yeah. It is now, yeah.
You're saying it'd be kind of odd to have the brick cantilevered out that far?
That's
so it almost
part,
needs to
yeah,
be
the material.
Different
it could be,
material.
Maybe.
But, I mean, I agree with you in your basic comment of,
There's some flexibility on that corner, even if we were to leave the masonry column and maybe scale it back a little bit, bring it closer to the corner so it ends up being maybe three courses wide instead of six.
I don't know why
you'd
want to do a column.
Open it up.
Yeah, if you could open it up, it would lighten it. I had the same reaction,
If I was in one of those units, renting one of those units, I'd be, kind of like, what did they put that there for?
Yeah, put that in front of me.
From a marketing standpoint.
I got to walk to my balcony and be out on it to look out the side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it'll be a significant change in the design, however, because you'd have to stop the brick.
Back there, it'd be hard to cantilever it and carry it.
Yeah, right now the brick does carries that load all the way down to the PT slab. So it does bear at the second level. So that's right now it is there's a functional aspect to it. It's just it doesn't need to be met accomplished with a heavy brick column. It could be accomplished with something else. We could bring brick out and then do a different type of column, or simply scale the brick column back far enough that it becomes secondary to the form, not kind of first and foremost. Part of it too, I think, maybe the view you're staring at right there is that it is kind of straight on.
Part of the thing that was great about this previous one is that openness and those windows all kind of just had that big open view out.
Is there a potential to be a hybrid where, at this point the metal starts back up So it's a lighter kind of element, but you get rid of that column. Is that something that you had looked at already?
We'd looked at actually was more of a planar approach to where we brought the brick wall out along the 405 side, and then we let the balconies be exposed on the other side. So essentially, it was just a wall coming out with an opening along the whole 405 side, and the other side was completely open. But it felt disjointed,
yeah.
And so we ended up wrapping it with masonry instead. And so I think there could be a third option where we look at either different material or a different column. But we were encouraged to bring the masonry around and try to eliminate the corner swatches of metal on the kind of bookends of metal on both sides of the building. That was one of the big changes that was right. made materially.
Yeah, I think the composition works better than it did before.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just simpler and cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I guess the column doesn't bother me quite as much. But I don't know. If you're going to do brick, you kind of have to make it fairly big or it looks kind of silly.
I keep wanting to do that to the corner.
Yeah. You could do that, too.
Don't you? You know.
Take it out to a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could do
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's, we can have discussion about that, but just yeah. major points here. Okay. Any other things, Jeff?
No, that was
that's it.
Big standout.
Yeah.
But I was curious about the color. You referenced the color being inset, that green color, but I don't see it on
It's very hard to see, and I apologize for that. You can see it best on the left
right
image.
There?
On the left image over here.
Oh, right there?
Yes, exactly. So it's yeah. just those facades coming down, and it was really intended. It felt very monochromatic when we finished it
yeah.
Last time, and the idea of having... We played with it, that inset color in just that location and at all the recessed balconies, and we actually stepped back and said, you know what, right at those corners, they're different balconies. We have the masonry wrapping around. That would be a great spot for sort of a more fun color.
So it's just right on these on the ends?
Yeah. Oh. It's just at the two ends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have some other balconies, but those are...
We let those be the metal siding that matches the cap. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are the comments I had. I think.
Okay. I had a few questions. In terms of the bike ramp and access to the building and security, it's just a low gate there, right?
Is a little bit higher, about 5 feet, so it's going to be high enough that you won't be able to climb over it, and that's actually what's shown in the renderings is
Are
5 feet.
Are you sure about that?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Well, I drew it.
Somebody can, right?
Oh, is that what you're saying? Are you sure you can't climb over 5 feet yet? Yeah. You can climb over 5 feet.
You or I might not want to, but
yeah.
It's just a question because the relative perception of security as someone that gate closes behind them, they're going up a ramp, there's a particular spot where you turn...
Yeah.
And you're actually within a more enclosed area.
That's correct, yeah.
Right here, right?
You yeah. don't have perfect visibility
and
all
so,
the way up.
Yeah, so that might be something that I don't know if anyone else shares that.
Yeah, it needs. I agree with that. That was going to be one of my comments,
okay.
that the gate and what's happening down at grade should maybe be increased in height just a little bit so that you have a clearer sense of security.
Yeah. And there's right there?
Right at the bottom.
Yeah, well, there's also these, if you look at, do you have a perspective of kind of that corner where you
we
can
do.
See this coming up? These are all kind of low.
Right there.
Yeah,
right
these, there. I mean, it, up to a certain point, until the grade goes down, someone could hop over that
yeah.
fairly easily.
That's true. You know, the 405 is fenced there, so there will be chain link coming up to the, up to that far
right
pillar.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So it you'd have to get on a 405 right away and then hop back over, which somebody could
huh.
do. But it gets harder.
Sure.
I think
if you address that in some
yeah.
manner, maybe these two bays want to be the same along with
yeah.
the gate.
I did make those the same height all the way across so they match. They're 3.5 feet up from the top, and then it carries straight across from there. Exactly. Thank you.
Sure.
But a higher gate is it's always that, you know, you're kind of walking that line between
yep.
not wanting to look like a fortress and
yep.
still,
right.
still be welcoming but be secure.
You're right. There's a balance there. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And yes, and the other thought there specifically is that would be very well lit. So
right.
in the lighting plan in the packet, we've got, you know, a lot of illumination in that first little section where
right.
you head up there. So
well,
to eliminate the, I'm yeah, sorry. To eliminate the canyon-like effect of that first little area and to make it more welcoming, that's very well lit.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I mean, the potential exists for this to now, if you, let's say you fill that aperture, it's just, it could be different than that then. It doesn't have
yeah.
to be.
That's true.
So
that's true.
And then... We talked about the courtyard a little bit, and just a couple of real detail elements. The railing overlap, you've got it kind of coming down onto the wall, or and so my question is, are you concerned about debris getting in there? It's a corrugated, and I assume that it's the inner chevron is touching the material, or is it held off?
It's held off, yeah.
How, it didn't look like much in the drawing, though.
Let's go back. Actually, that's in the detailed drawing.
Page 16 I've got here, I think.
Yeah, it's, do you have the other packet, the small packet?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like it is touching the brick or very close to touching the brick in that detail.
That could definitely be held
there's
off.
There's ability to hold it off. Okay, that's all we need to get at. And then, Don, did you look at the metal siding, 22 gauge?
What gauge is that?
It's 22 gauge. This panel right here, unfortunately, is 24 gauge. So 22 gauge is the actual agreed upon spec. It makes a big difference. They don't stock the sample panels very often in the 22 gauge, so it's hard to get. 416.
Oh, did the bike elevator disappear completely?
It did.
Yeah. Casually, you know.
Yeah, and that'll almost pay for the bike ramp.
It's a long ramp.
It's a long ramp, and it's all out of cast concrete, so it'll be a tricky detailing issue, but I think it'll be really great when it's done. So.
And that is about a 1 in 20 slope then?
It is, yeah.
Can you ride down that? Or?
You can. So we made it wide enough that you could ride down it.
And skateboard down it?
Well, potentially, if you had a skateboard inside, hopefully we keep the skateboarders on one side or the other. But I suppose somebody's going to skateboard
down
that
ramp. Well, you can just, do a real thick
broom
striation. Yeah,
like a rake.
Right, right.
That might be a great idea, yeah.
It might help anyway as people are coming up.
That's true. That'd be a great finish for that ramp.
Yeah.
I missed it, but maybe I wasn't paying attention. But the differentiation between the two bricks, is there?
One was the one previously proposed.
Okay, so the white.
The white one is the one we're proposing right now.
It's just all one color brick then?
It is, yep.
This way?
Yep.
Okay. And then on, let's say the south elevation, it's what page, where you've got the siding, and you've got some windows that are particularly close to one another. Is the siding going between those?
At those windows right there?
Yeah, like right here. Is
mullion? It's a mullion, so it'd be a mole cap of the same siding material. So it'd be a 22 gauge mole cap, and then it's the siding, the corrugated, carries down and across in the wider panel areas.
Like there?
Yep.
But and there, of course. So how wide is that one?
That ends up being, there's two different widths. So that one right there, the wider one right between, I'm sorry, I don't have a pointer.
Sorry.
The mole cap just happens between the outer windows. That is siding right there.
Yeah.
So that's corrugated down.
And how wide is that?
12 inches.
12 inches. Okay. All right. The others are mullions, though. That's good.
That's right.
And then I don't remember from the previous package, but it looks like you've got kind of exposed metal because the detail wasn't here on the canopy. Is it just a metal?
Yes.
Corrugated metal?
That's correct.
Okay. And then are all the electrical lines exposed on it or what?
What's the light
fixtures or is the conduit exposed?
We have only one area where we have electrical. Most of them are on the wall. They're mounted on the wall. And in the area where it's... where it exists, which is on 4th Avenue, there's four lights, and those would be exposed electrical conduit within the corrugations.
Okay.
And this little space, what's in here?
There's a couple sconces as well as recessed lights in the upper part.
Is that a balcony space?
No, it's completely open, so that actually ends up opening up almost, a story and a half or something like that up above that bike ramp. That's open to
the
air.
The whole thing, there's no,
that's correct.
No floor in there?
No floor in there.
No floor. Uh-huh. Is it not high enough to get a unit in there?
No, you can't. Don't quite have access to get the unit to work in there.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're work on the very far left-hand side, but on the right-hand side, as you come under it with the bikes, it's too pinched. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
brick for a second. So yeah. The Alaska white smooth brick that you got the sample.
Yeah.
Is it a full brick?
It is. Tile? No, okay. It's a full brick.
All right.
Can you pull up the perspective of that corner right there, please?
I can.
That's sort of it right there.
So it's on the lower right-hand corner.
Yeah. Okay. So, Don, there's the opening there. Yep. Do you have one that grabs more of the building?
I don't know if I've got... I should have brought my laptop. We could open it up and navigate it around wherever you wanted to go.
I guess you have... the one from R11 sort of shows it.
Right. Yeah, that's the one he was talking about. So the larger scale element.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, we got it right here. So you're thinking of that one shows more of that area.
Yeah. It looks fine from that angle. It's the other side. It looks somewhat awkward. I don't.
There's a lot going on right there. Yeah. A couple of angles coming together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it seems like that, whatever you do on the east side, you're going to do a similar thing here, right?
It's similar. You know, on the east side, we don't have the bike ramp and the gate and the pillar coming down, so we just simply wrap the storefront all the way around both sides,
which
you can see on the image to the upper left.
I'm talking about more of this right here.
Yeah,
whatever you do on the other corner, you'll do
exactly.
And so that might resolve itself in some way.
Yeah, it's brick wrapped is the plan. I think as we study that corner, the scale of the corner, making both of those corners as close to matching as possible would be really good, which I think we've done, but it's difficult to kind of see from that view. But both of those, the way they wrap around that lower level, that should be the same. Brick wraps around the whole base.
But then
that right there, yeah.
In this case, it's two-story space, and then we get the balconies, and in this case,
it's almost,
balconies
can you
all
just
the way
take
up?
All that off?
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't. Okay. Well,
we
don't
did study that without an opening there, and it did seem weird.
A little too.
Yeah. So I actually kind of thought that the entrance into the brick or the bike ramp, having that volume, would be really interesting for residents coming through there.
So the column, how's it being supported? Because you don't have the PT slab going out here.
We would have the PT slab going out there, but the brick comes down along the face of the PT slab.
And then it's hollow right above it, though. Isn't it open?
You'd have a beam.
From here to here.
We'll have a beam,
just going to do beams.
That'll be a PT beam then, so it'll be part of the slab, and we'll have to pull that around there.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's very true. It is open right there. On the other side, we planned for the PT slab to support it, but we hadn't planned, so it'll have to be a beam there. Yeah. Right.
This one looks like it is being supported.
Yeah. The detail that we were playing with was just steel beams coming out. Actually, that's in the set, the steel beams coming out and double wrap on brick, so there would be a beam along there. And that actually might end up being what happens there, depending on how far we take it back. Structural has not looked at that little area.
Yeah. Well, it may be that, I don't know, it's awkward right now, but whatever you do on this side will be repeated here, and that might inform
it's true.
What that does, I would say.
Yeah.
All right. We don't have anyone that wants to testify, so we've been discussing a little bit already, but do you want to elaborate on any of these things that we've talked about? The corners, there's some, Jeff, you had, I think we're all in agreement that the corners are not quite resolved, right? But we might want to just agree. I agree with what you said, Jeff, that it's come a long way, and it's every step that you've come back, and in between, it's just been, you progress the design every time, so that I think we all appreciate that quite a bit.
Yeah, I agree. I think with the modifications to the ground floor program, removing the elevator, adding a little bit more commercial space, making the bike ramp work to the second floor is just really commendable. That's the really good revisions that you've made to the program of the building. And I also agree with Jeff's comment about the fact that it's a triangular site and there are two acute angles. It seems like using masonry, which is such a planar expression, may not really be forming those corners as sharply and neatly as...
Yeah, feels a little heavy-handed.
Yeah.
Cuts
yeah.
off
yeah.
views that are yeah. really valuable.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, this project's approvable today if we could condition that. And that
yeah.
I agree with the comment about the clear story glass section on the cow wall. Other than that, I'm pretty good with the rest of the building.
There's one other thing that I wanted to comment on, and that is the header condition in some places. So I understand what's going on here with the two-story units and that there is just some awkwardness with the stair that runs up the side of the building. But it seems that in a couple of locations, and it might happen at the balcony at one of the corners as well, but it seems like there's just, well, these balconies, the inconsistency with the headers just doesn't seem fully resolved yet.
In terms of their relationship to the metal,
yeah,
is that right here?
At the two upper floors where it goes to the double story units.
Do the elevations, which are probably the easiest ones.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much. Yes. Okay. So see, like over here, that the header there
yeah.
versus the windows here versus the window in the stair,
yeah.
And maybe it's a pleasing rhythm. I look at it and I see it a little bit differently than that, but here, it makes a lot more sense because there's so much of it,
uh-huh.
and it actually does create a rhythm. But over here on this end, it just seems a little bit unresolved.
Yeah.
There's some flexibility there. You picked up on the rhythm we were after, which was all the balconies, but just down a little bit.
Yeah, you get enough of them, and it works. Yeah.
But
you're talking about just this one?
The balcony, and then also these two windows in the stair.
Those are in the garbage room. There's a lot of
garbage
flexibility
room. Okay.
there. So we can do whatever. We just wanted some natural light into that space.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's just an upper one of these or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a module of the other. Yeah. Anyway, it's kind of the outlier. It's a different window. Quickly ask above. So the bikes in the courtyard, I think the whole courtyard element, if you're done with that. Okay. Let's just kind of go with the bill. Any other compositional issues relative to the...
Well, I would like to see this become...
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, the brick come down.
And then
comes down to that.
Kind of take that corner and make it significantly better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Agreed. Yeah, that's an easy fix. And then bikes in the whole courtyard to be?
Well, it's pretty much a bike storage area.
Yeah, right,
outdoor
right,
storage.
Right. It's a...
I guess.
Well, to me, it's those little squeeze dolls. And you squeeze it, and then the eyes pop out.
Yeah,
those are the
eyes. Bikes are the eyes right now, and so it just tipped over that much, right? I mean, you've squeezed so much program into the site, and you've been very successful at that, surprisingly, with the amount of units and everything else. But the tipping point now is the what should be kind of a, even if people don't use it, some type of amenity area, at least visually or more landscaped or softer, mm-hmm. is now a no person's land relative to some bikes and then right next to these people.
I see that. I think that's a really good comment. Sorry, I'm speaking out of turn, but one suggestion would be maybe expanding that landscape planner so we get the minimum clearance around the bike storage, but basically that planner could come and it could turn up and make that whole unused kind of acute angle area all become planting, and that would be planting then.
Could you run it this whole
yes
way?
We probably could.
So here's a question. If you were to able, here's the goal I would outline for you. Find another place for these, and then what does this become when those go away? You find homes for those.
Okay. I mean,
from your perspective that you have in this packet of across 405, that's the whole ground plane, first level of the building that people see from that side. So what can it be? Even if it were just one huge stormwater plant or landscaped elements, that would be a really nice amenity, particularly for the units that are really close to this, obviously on this floor, but the next floor up. And
it's going to be a really harsh environment for any plantings. It's south-facing, and it's got angled walls that are like convection oven.
Sure.
So there'll be some cacti in our
gardens. Some northwest cactuses or something. Some sort. Huh?
Well,
yeah, right.
This
right.
whole area. Well, yeah. I wonder if people would use it, or is the sound of 405 going to make it?
Yeah, I doubt if it's a usable space. Yeah.
Well, but yeah. the fact that it's immediately adjacent to the bike room, I'm guessing that folks are going to be standing around with their bikes there, because you don't just jump on your bike and wheel down. I mean, sometimes you got to stop and tie your shoelace. Yeah. So, you know, there could be a place to sit that is just very serviceable for the bike room.
Sure.
Yeah. I wonder if you could just do vertical storage along part of this wall, for example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take the rest of it and do a little walkway in front of it like this.
What if we aimed a little higher and just got them out of there?
That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
Doing vertical storage instead of ground storage and then expand.
But then it's on the cow wall, though.
Yeah.
It's okay, because I think we could break the cow wall with maybe some steel strips or something interesting where we could mount some bikes, and it would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's just another possibility. I mean, it could go down on the lower level, too,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah,
like it.
Car parking. But.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it's a problematic area.
If you
Jeff points out.
Were to utilize or transfer 9 of these into these units, right? You've got 9 of those. And then if you can you take out one of the loading spaces and utilize that for parking for bicycles?
Department of Transportation says no.
Why? Yeah.
2 are required.
I know. They just have to go request a modification, right?
That would take some time.
It would?
Hmm.
Because of PBOT or what?
We'll find another alternative probably
okay.
than that. But okay. the idea is there to right. minimize the amount of bike right. parking spaces and maximize
but Julie, usability. I mean, that's a good point. If it were usable by, you know.
It could be a generous bike
right.
space, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Just not necessarily bike storage.
Or if someone
yeah.
wanted to do something out there, yeah.
We've got a blank wall here also. So
we do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Easily could become just a storage area and the rest of this become.
Yeah, I think I really like the linear bike storage idea versus the double loaded and then maximizing that planter area. And I think that would be all it would take to really soften that courtyard significantly.
Yeah.
Even though you're right, it's going to take some careful landscape planning and probably some supplemental watering to keep things growing in that area.
Right, right.
That whole area could then be different.
Yeah.
That big triangle.
Yeah. So what would you plant there, Jeff?
There's a few things in the work that are really heat tolerant.
Okay.
Talented landscape architect could probably find something
Croak,
that would work.
Yeah.
You can do a little rock garden with a few plants, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, what are they going to put here?
That's all riparian.
Yeah.
Rushes and sedges. Mm-hmm. Put us down in a hole,
a little bit of a hole.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if you were taking notes also, but I had these as issues. The corners at the apartments, the column, potential clear glass above the cow wall, the courtyard, bikes and landscaping, the gate and railings at the bike entrance and ramp where it's under for security and reasons, pulling the brick down to grade on that southeast corner, and then modifying that detail with the railing to allow for space between it and the wall. Are those ones I have. Any others? Is that it? You got yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Most of those, well, there are three that aren't really conditionable. What the courtyard ends up being, the gate and bike design, and the corners that really aren't.
Right. So do you think both of the corners need to be changed?
I would think so.
This one seems a little more problematic because of this funny condition down here.
Yeah. So.
I don't have a lot of problem with this, just looking at the edge of the building, but it's really simple. With those materials coming together,
it's the same condition on each corner in terms of.
But this one has
actually, that one has more of a. They aren't quite the same, are they? This one has a little bit of an L. To it, and that one's more of a flat.
Yeah, this one's kind of forced with this whole thing coming up here. And how do you structure that?
Right.
Why is that opening there?
Right. We could debate this for another hour and a half or 2 hours and determine and not be any closer to a solution. So unless somebody has some brilliant way to get through this. So with that, then, it seems like those kind of 6 elements just need to be addressed, and then we can get you on your way next time. Right?
Could you read those off again, David?
So the corners and the column condition. Well, let's be real clear about our preference, though.
Well, I think they should bring us some studies, make sure we like
select the best one that they prefer, and then show us what they've
said. And make sure it's better than what we have.
But within that, are there things we? So it could actually still be a column there, or no column?
I think, you know, from my standpoint, they could do a column here, but we should look at. They can look at it both ways.
I think it'd be incredibly more dynamic without a column. I mean, and also Jeff's point of if you're in the apartment and you're just looking out, then it's
could be an eight-inch diameter steel, for example.
If they need a column,
yep.
Do you need a column there? You don't need one. You just can't lever it.
Well, I mean, the we're not bringing PT slabs out on every floor,
no,
so you go to wood construction coming out on those. If their stay is masonry coming all the way out and around, I think it's going to be a difficult detail, especially full brick, you know. And so I think
I think
some column is necessary. You know, we do have two large openings on either side of the column. So as you step out on that balcony, and if you're standing at the balcony looking directly out or inside looking directly out, you see the column. But there's a lot of opening.
Couldn't this part be the same metal that you've got up here?
Yeah.
Just right there. Each of those is metal.
Yeah.
And then you get rid of the column.
Or if you, could you run it out and make it a smaller column, more triangular or something?
Right. So if, I guess one quick question. Yeah. I know I'm out of turn here again, so shut me down.
It's okay. No, you're good. We're in discussion mode.
Okay. If we were to agree to do metal on that side and eliminate the column, is that something? Is that something that we could condition, or are you going to have to see that as well rendered before you approve it? Yeah. You know, we're really trying to get this before, especially knowing that we have a tough schedule ahead of us as far as when we could get back on the agenda. I'm fearful this is going to cost us months coming back.
Well, so. I think we'll squeeze you in somewhere.
Okay.
So we won't.
Plus, I think you can actually apply for permit without getting the final on design review. So all your structural, et cetera. Okay.
We've been told differently.
But. Really? I'm sorry about that, too. We've done that in the past.
We could write him a note about that.
Yeah.
No?
From Tim.
Yeah.
From Tim.
So I'm hearing on the, and I agree that the details needed to resolve that corner need drawings, they need study, they need a return.
Both corners. It'd be the same.
And I meant both.
Right.
So that's issue number one. Yeah. So the second issue, David, I heard you say, cow wall and transparency.
Yeah, Don had suggested maybe a panel of clear glass.
Right. And just to be clear, I mean, I could argue that's conditionable.
Yeah, it is.
Sure.
Right.
But if we're returning anyway, it's a detail that can be provided.
Right, exactly.
And that's then I heard
the courtyard.
Right, the courtyard, which
and bikes
is a harder conditionable but potential, but given some of the relayout and coordination, that really needs a plan.
Yeah.
Drawing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then the whole kind of gate, bike, railing at that southwest corner.
And then pulling the brick to grade at the southeast corner.
That's easy.
But that's an easy
one. And the space between the railings. So
I count five issues.
Six.
I'm sorry. I missed that.
Three are harder to condition. The corners and the bike courtyard landscape and the gates and railing at the bike entrance. Those three are actually design, need a little bit of redesign, refinement.
Oh, and then we're going to carry some of the brick down the south.
And then they're carrying the brick and the space between the railing. Those are
real easy. Yeah.
They're going to perfunctory things. So.
Space between the railing, that was what I was missing, I think, the sixth one. Okay.
So is there an opportunity to squeeze them in somewhere? If we wanted to meet a little early on one Thursday or something?
Yeah, we could do that. Half hour. It shouldn't take
I
would
think
it
take one and a half hour to go through it.
That's kind of where I was headed. So I guess we could... Julie... Are you possible?
So if we're talking the 4th, yes, I can dial in. I'm confirming the flight details. I will give you a window of time when I'll be available. I think I'll be available at 1, but I might still be in the air.
So I'm assuming you would like, you don't have a vote of approval today. Okay. To say it another way. You don't want to ask for the vote. We'd have to come back anyway, and I could write a denial.
No, thank you.
But I don't think you want that. the gymnastics I'm doing right now with Commissioner Julie is the availability of these four commissioners on the 4th. Okay. And Julie's not in town.
But
so
she
can call in. I guess the next question would be to the commission now would be is, were you comfortable with the abridged version package? Was that helpful for you?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's fine. Lighter is better.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And would you be comfortable receiving that as late as 7 days before the 4th, which would really be a week from today? Is that
that's fine.
Reasonable?
Right.
Okay. So if you'd like to return, August 4th is available. The time on August 4th is in the air right now, so to speak, but we'll be at some point after 1:30.
Okay. We'll be here.
All right.
With new drawings.
Do you have questions about those topics?
I don't think so. It was very clear. I appreciate the comments. So.
Great. Well, I think all of us kind of agree that you've made great strides with this, and we want to help you get out of here.
Thank you.
Get approved and be on your way. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.